Hello and welcome to a very special episode of We Love Books, the show where we absolutely love books and we know you do too. I'm Niamh Bennett, but that is very much beside the point today because this show is all about our listeners. As well as reading, they enjoy writing. And you might remember that way back before something called COVID came along, we held a creative writing competition. You sent in entries in your hundreds, and we had quite the job whittling your incredible creativity down to just 10 winners. Well, now we're bringing you those winners and their stories one by one on our radio station and on our We Love Books podcast feed. Our winners were very patient with us and waited a long time until it was deemed safe to come into RTE and record their work. And now we present to you our top writers. Today, we meet one of our highly commended writers who wrote on the theme, Go Wild, Ava Durham.
Hi, my name's Ava. I'm 12 years old and I'm from Kildare. My story's called Go Wild. So my story's about a nursing home called Corney Jenwith Nursing Home. And it's about a woman called Nancy who escapes with all her friends, and it turns out the people who work there are witches. I think just fantasy books inspired my story and lockdown because they were all cooped up and so were we. At the time, it was probably J.K. Rowling who influenced me, but right now it'd be like Kira Cass or Carolyn McManus. I like books that really suck you in. Something really interesting that can make you want to actually keep reading, like a mystery, because if it's boring, I just don't want to read it. I write occasionally, like I have a few short stories in notebooks, but I don't usually type them up. I usually just keep them in notebooks and stuff. I think it's a big accomplishment because it means that people are actually going to hear my story, and it's not just going to be in a notebook, it's going to be out for people to hear, and I'm really happy that it is. When I write, it's just, I just love it because you can write about whatever you want. There's no restrictions, there's so many categories. You can write it as long as you want, as short as you want. It's just endless, and I love getting to do that, and I think that it's just so special. This is my story, and I hope you like it. Wild Potion by Ava Durham. One day inside of Corney Jenwith Nursing Home, Nancy sat in front of the telly watching RCD news.
Now on RCD news, we're springing into lambing season.
She didn't quite understand what was happening. But because it was spring, every now and then they showed baby lambs and chicks being born, which is why she liked it. Nancy is 88 and she can't remember much, like how many grandchildren she has, or sometimes where she is. The one thing Nancy can remember is that she believes in magic. The nurses in Corney Jenwith Nursing Home are not friendly. Nancy thinks that the nurses in the nursing home are witches. Due to the room at the end of the main hall that has a big sign saying, Do not enter. As well as that, when Nancy wanders around, she smells funny smells from that forbidden room. She has never seen anyone go in there, except for the tabby cat that was in the nursing home for years and never came back. After dinner, everyone went to bed and were given a nice cup of tea. Suddenly, after Nancy finished her tea, she began to feel different. She began to feel strange. Pop! Nancy remembered her grandchildren. Now all of the other old folk began to have the same effect. Nancy felt wild. She wanted to get up and have a disco. She felt young again. Let's get out of here, she shouted. Yeah, exclaimed everyone. The nurses wander around sometimes, but normally they just go to bed. Or perhaps when they wander around, they are really heading to the forbidden room. No nurses were patrolling the corridors this time, so they got out of the bedrooms easily. Getting out of the nursing home was going to be a challenge. We'll have to go out that window by the lounge, said Nancy. But how? Suddenly, Eddie jumped for joy. Woo-hoo! I know, he exclaimed. I remember how to pick locks. Great, said Nancy. They crossed over to the lounge and Eddie got to work. Finished, he said at last. They were on the first floor, so it was easy to get out. When they did, they had a vote on where to go, and they all agreed on the disco. The nursing home was in the town, so they only had to walk for a couple of minutes. When they got there, it was open as there was a late disco on. They strutted in and everyone stared. Huh? Ah! Said everyone. They fled and left the door open. Now they had the disco to themselves. They danced and went wild. They drank all the Coke and Pepsi and put on their favorite 50s music. Nancy was so happy. They all had so much fun. Maggie came to Nancy and said, Nancy, I stayed and spied on the nurses. They are really witches. I snuck in and took this wild potion. They put it in our tea by accident. Nancy looked at the potion. Wow, she said. I guess I was right then.
And you can listen to our other winning entries anytime you like on our We Love Books podcast feed. And you can find plenty of jam-packed episodes of We Love Books there too, of course. A big thank you to all of our fantastic writers who entered the competition, to all of our wonderful winners, and to you for listening. I'm Niamh Bennett, this is We Love Books, and until next time, happy reading!